96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
Drums, please!
Yes, that is the sound of summer. We all know it. But what about the smell and the taste of summer? A good old-fashioned backyard barbecue. Well, if you haven't done it yet, it's time. So tonight, we're getting it on the grill. We're answering your barbecue questions, offering tips, maybe even a recipe or two. My guests in studio, they know the deal, James Wiggins is the owner of Coleman's Classics in Washington, D.C., and Derek Stackhouse is the owner of Smokestack's House of Barbecue in Capitol Heights, Maryland. So if you're old school or new school for barbecue, if you've never done it before, or if you've been doing it for decades and you still have questions or comments, give me a call. Lines are open. We're going to answer as many questions as we can for you about how to have the perfect barbecue. 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Gents, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Definitely.
Okay, I've got to say this first. We got to get this out of the way. Here's the deal. When you talk about mama's cooking, it's in the kitchen. When you're talking about grandmama's cooking, it's in the kitchen. Your wife, your sister, your auntie, it's in the kitchen. But when you talk about barbecue, that is a man's domain. There may be one or two ladies out there that can burn on a grill, but they may just burn on a grill. But the men are the ones who really do it up. So let me start with you, Derek. Why is it that men rule the roost with the barbecue pit?
Well, part of the reason may be because it's dirty work. It's hard work. It's hot. Chopping wood, lifting up heavy steel. So it's not to say they can't do hard work, but it's hard, heavy work.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be honest with you. For my grill in the backyard, I'm not chopping wood and lifting steel. Now, you all may be doing that over there at Smokestack. Is that how you do? You chopping wood in the backyard?
Yes.
I
chop a lot of wood.
Seriously?
Yes, I chop a lot of
wood. Oh, okay. All right. So, James, your thoughts about that?
I buy a lot of wood.
You buy?
I buy select cuts of wood. I'm not chopping any wood over in D.C., but, yeah, we do use wood.
Okay, so why is this, you know, it's dirty work. Yeah, I get it. But even afterwards, even after your grill is cleaned or your pit is cleaned, this is still the man's domain. Is it the smoke? Is there something primal about this? Because I just got into grilling literally 3 weeks ago. I burn in the kitchen, and I do well in the kitchen.
Okay.
But I finally decided to do it, and I'm having a ball. What is it?
I think there is a primal instinct that kicks in when you see an open flame, you know, and, you know, you see some nicely marinated meat, and, you know, you want to provide for your family almost. You know, it's like a stick your chest up type of thing.
The caveman thing. Go out and drag the meat from the giant or the Safeway.
And like James said, it's the fire. Boys from way back, we play with fire.
We play with fire burning, exactly.
So it's just a continuation from what we've done as kids.
That I mean, you got it. Now, okay, so here's the deal. Gas or charcoal?
Charcoal and wood for me.
Okay.
Charcoal wood.
Okay, so then what's the deal with it propane? Is that what they're using now with the new fancy? Is the taste the same?
Not at all.
It's not. So the propane is just for convenience.
Convenience.
That's it. So the men that use propane Are you suggesting that they don't have as much testosterone as the guys with the charcoal? Silence. That's what I thought. 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We're talking about grilling barbecues. What's your favorite dish? What are you cooking? What are you doing? You got a recipe? Do you have some tips? Do you have a question? Give us a call. Lines are open. Okay, so here's the other thing for me. One of the things that I've really kind of discovered is I'm having a hard time keeping my temperature on the grill with charcoal even. How do you do that? James, I'll start with you this time.
Well, I create zones, right? I'll stack heavy to the left and, you know, lighten it up and just move whatever I'm grilling to the right. Start on the left and work to the right. So you want your searing point to be at about 400 to 450 degrees.
How do you know that? Well, if you don't have a thermometer. If you have the little dome thing there, how do you tell?
Well, that should be one of your first purchases with your grill.
Absolutely.
Thermometers. You need a thermometer.
So I mean, how does that work? I mean, is it kind of like the thing they stick in your ear where you can just kind of put it up?
Well, you can have a digital infrared thermometer, but you should have an analog thermometer that's in the dome of the grill that, you know, tells you the temperature of the grill.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I have two or three on my grill, so I just know what temperature the grill is cooking at.
Okay. Now, how do you keep the taste of the charcoal lighter fluid off of your food? I know that's a big issue for a lot of folks.
You shouldn't use lighter fluid at all. That's the best way to keep it off. Don't use it at all.
Did I say lighter fluid? I don't know what it is.
It's
called lighter fluid. But you shouldn't use it?
Don't use it at all. Get a charcoal chimney.
What's a charcoal chimney?
It's looks like a pipe with holes in it that has a little rack at the bottom.
Okay.
You put some newspaper underneath, and you light your charcoal.
Okay.
They sell them at, all the
hardware stores. Okay,
yes.
I'll give that a try. We've got somebody on the line, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Alice calling from Prince George's County. What's going on, Alice? What's on your mind?
How are you?
I'm doing just fine.
Great. I was listening to the gentleman to talk about how much the hard work is. Yes, it is hard work, but when you're raised on a farm with tobacco and chopping wood, that's hard work. So barbecue is not hard work to me. Mm. I enjoy doing it. And matter of fact, when I cook my ribs, I don't parboil.
You don't?
It's straight on the grill.
Thank you.
That's what's up.
And I had to actually do a national annual rib day at my job for several years because they are that good.
Really?
Yes.
And you didn't call me.
I'm sorry. I made a mistake one time when I did cook some, and I took them into my boss.
Mm-hmm.
And from that point on, for many years, I don't do it like I used to now because I'm a little more arthritis than I did. But I still barbecue, but not like I did.
Okay, so Alice, you're saying that you can put the men to shame when you are getting it done on the grill. You can.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Alice.
And I don't use sauce, and most folks don't add sauce to my ribs once they're done.
Wow, they probably are. Beef or pork, or both?
I have cooked both, but pork is the A number one.
Okay, Alice, thank you so much for your phone call. Ted, calling from Anne Arundel County. Thanks for calling, Ted. What's on your mind?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing just fine, Ted. What's going on?
You answered actually one of my questions about the zone.
Mm-hmm.
But the second one is kind of related because how do you control a fire? Like especially you got chicken or something that's dropping grease down into the fire, what's the best way? I used to spray it with a little water with some vinegar in it, but one of my friends said that's creating, you know, charcoal dust or whatever, make it getting up on the meat. So I said, well, what do you do to control the fire then?
Well, Ted, that's a great question. I need you to hold on, though. Can you hold on? Because sure. We're going to answer it on the other side. We're going to take a break. Lines are still open. We're answering your charcoal grilling and gas grilling questions. Hey, it's summertime. Time to break out the grill. No matter how you do it, food's going to be really, really good for you this weekend after you hear this program. 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Ted, hang on. We'll answer your question in just a few seconds. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about barbecue tonight and answering your grilling questions. James Wiggins is the owner of Coleman's Classics in Washington, D.C., and Derek Stackhouse is the owner of Smokestack's House of Barbecue in Capitol Heights, Maryland. We're talking to the experts tonight. Lines are open. Light up those lines. They're going to tell you anything that you need to know about barbecue. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Let's go back to Ted because he had a question. It was about controlling, what was that, Ted? Controlling what now?
Chicken.
The chicken. Go, anybody, go right ahead.
Yeah. Well, James answered both of your questions when you, as far as the zones. What a lot of people do is they fill up their entire grill with charcoal, mm-hmm. and then they put their meat on. And when the grease or the fats drop down from the meat, it flares up and it burns whatever food you're cooking. So if you put your charcoal off to one side and your meat's opposite where the heat cooks the food and not the fire. Now, if you're doing hot dogs, hamburgers, and steaks, that's fine. But chicken, ribs, things like that, have it offset from your fire.
So you got kind of a hot side and a cool side.
Yes.
So,
right.
Or cooler side. Okay, well, there you go, Ted. Happy grilling. Thank you so much for giving us a call. Let's go to Marie. Marie calling from Northeast D.C. Marie, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, this is Maria from Northeast D.C., and I want to put a twist on grilling. I like to grill either some turkey wings or a fresh-cut turkey breast.
Mm-hmm.
How would you suggest for me to slowly cook that?
Smoke. You want to smoke it. You don't necessarily want to grill it because a turkey breast is quite thick. You want to use a nice piece of wood, applewood. I love using applewood. And you want to take some time with it. You don't want to rush it. Just like cooking the turkey for Thanksgiving, you cannot rush a turkey breast. So you want to find some heat between 250, 300 degrees. You want to find a big grill so that it's not, you know, congested, if you will. And you want to just let it cook for 7-8 hours, low and slow. Like in the oven, low and slow.
Okay. Well, Maria, okay. There you go. Thank you so much. Go ahead.
Would you happen to have like a honey mustard based type of barbecue recipe?
I wouldn't do that because it would burn if you leave it on there from the beginning. I would put it on maybe the last half an hour, 45 minutes to an hour. But injecting your turkey breast, you know, with some seasonings or rubbing it down, a nice brine, letting it sit in, you know, a nice rub, that'll get good flavor out of it.
Okay. Maria, thank you so much. I appreciate your phone call. 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. You know, James was just talking about smoking, and I know you probably got a grill that's the size of a 72 Cadillac. But for those of us who don't, if you buy some wood chips, I soaked mine. I left them overnight one time, and they were really, really smoky. Yeah, a lot of smoke, but they were delicious. How do you do that when you have the chips, Derek? Oh, wow, we're running out of time. I guess we're just going to have to hold on to answer that question, and that includes Penny calling from Bowie. please hold on. We will get to your phone call in just a bit at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810 outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We're taking your calls after 7:30 on Sirius XM Channel 141. The Daily Drum will continue, of course, after 7:30. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU and SiriusXM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius.